Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
NHL season begins tonight. It will happen for Buffalo on Thursday inside of KeyBank Center, where we are right now, and I promise the sun will return by opening night. Don't worry about the weather right now. It is the
one really
the,
could really it's one of the best. Rain.
It's one we did really,
really needed the rain. It's October.
Oh my goodness!
I'm old. I'm an old man.
How excited? Well, that we knew. And you're a mirror image of me in that regard, probably.
I'm way older than you.
Are you?
Way older.
Are we going to go down that road again?
No, we're not.
We're going to go down the path or paths that you went down this weekend.
Well, that's why I'm getting old, because I've got already two that have graduated high school. I've got two that are left in high school at East Aurora. And one is the senior, one's a sophomore. So last week was homecoming week. And Friday, when I left the show, I rushed to Hamlin Park because my truck and the trailer was there and it got decorated. Uh-huh. I still haven't got my truck clean. Maybe it's going to get clean today. I still have a bunch of decorations on my truck. Mm-hmm. EA 2028, because my daughter is the class president for the class of 2028
goodness.
Right now. So the float was like basically a pool, because it was, you know, the theme was tropical. So it was a pool. They had beach balls, they had floaties, and they were sitting in there like they were in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. So yeah, so I'm driving around, and again, I'm old, because both my nieces, one is helping at the high school, so she's in the parade. The other one's a teacher at Parkdale, the elementary school. So she's like, hey, Uncle Mart. I'm like, seriously, like I'm at the point now where I'm driving in the parade.
Uh-huh.
My kids are almost done with high school, and my nieces are teaching at the school district. So that's what it is.
And where's the truck now?
The truck is – yeah, so – the weekend was nice up until Sunday night when the Bills lost, and that's okay.
Oh,
I had a good time. You know, we did it outside again. Beautiful night, and you know, almost a full moon. It was beautiful. So,
yeah, which night exactly was the full moon? Was it
last night?
Was it last night? I
thought
so.
It was last night.
Yeah, I had to snap a picture of it. I was walking home from a concert over at Ironworks, and I was like, "What a beautiful night!"
It was beautiful.
Night. Yeah,
it was really nice. But yeah, anyway, so weekend was awesome. And this morning I had to do a bit of a TSN hit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were scheduled to do it at 10:45 so that I could be out by 11, here by 11:30.
What time was the 10:45 hit?
Well, technical difficulties, no sound. We started the hit at 11:15.
Oh, boy.
So I left home at 11:25, and I rushed downtown. But I didn't have time to go in the parking garage, through security, through the whole building. So I'm parked in front of Alumni Plaza. I'm like right where I think my picture should be.
Where your picture should be, and you should have a pass. So you're legit allowed to park in Alumni Plaza.
So if we see the Buffalo police drive back and forth, I may have to go move my car at some point.
Skip that part. I just want to see the tow truck going by with your truck on the back.
I think as the truck sees all the painting and the car paint and the tape that's still on the truck, they may leave it there.
Well, in honor, partly, not really, but kind of you this weekend, my oldest daughter and I went up to visit my parents. And on the way, so we listened to a lot of music, but then on the way back, 3-hour drive, entirely Fall Out Boys.
No way!
Yes, the original three albums. And it, oh my gosh. We just kept looking at each other like, best
There's
song.
A banger.
Best
There's
song.
A banger.
Best song.
There's a banger.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah. So that
I
was
thought
our...
you were going to say, like, we got stuck in traffic because last time it took me like 4 hours to go Toronto to Niagara Falls.
But... after I dropped her off in Toronto, it did take over 3 hours to get from there to here.
Yeah.
And that was on a Sunday afternoon, and that was well in advance of the Bills. You know, so it wasn't running into Bills traffic. It was just Toronto volume.
And it's not like, Sunday, they did have a Jays game.
No, I missed that entirely, too. I was ahead of it. I was a couple hours ahead of it. But, yeah, that's, so word to the wise, like, whenever you're going or planning to come back from Toronto, just allow. There's nothing you can do about it. When you told me about that four-hour one, I was just like, relatable for sure. Now,
we will be in Toronto later this month.
Allegedly,
because the home and home is Friday here and Saturday in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be on location in Toronto for the pregame intermission and postgame that day.
So how are we getting there?
You and I are driving.
Oh, so your truck. So I hope it doesn't get
It's dirt. Fine. The last time I was supposed to drive, we had a big snowstorm and never made it.
Three games in the NHL, true, tonight. I can't wait. We're going to get into them later in the show here on Sabres Live. But, Marty, the initial roster in advance of the Sabres season beginning on Thursday was released yesterday afternoon. We will get into those who are on injured reserve in short order. But there is a new name on the list, and it's in the crease. Scale of 1 to 10, how out of the blue, in honor of your beautiful blue quarter zip today, how out of the blue was this pickup for you of Colton Ellis?
I'm going to say a 9 out of 10 out of the blue. And look, the Sabres are always looking for depth. They're always looking to, you know, just keep their eyes on young prospects, maybe good prospects, because Colton Ellis had a couple of really good years in the AHL, especially last year. But also, the words of Doug Armstrong in St. Louis is saying, I was very surprised that he was picked because he doesn't have NHL experience. Guys that get picked up at this time of year are NHL experience guys that can come in. Mm-hmm. But I think the Sabres did that with Alexander Georgiev, that signing already of bringing in somebody that has NHL experience. And now they're looking at, okay, like, is there somebody that's interesting that we can look at? And obviously, when the Sabres got on the ice this morning, there was no Georgiev.
Correct.
So there must have been.
But there was an Ellis.
There was a Colton Ellis. But there must have been an indication to the Sabres that, maybe not only Luukkonen is not available, maybe Georgiev isn't available either. And we need to go and get ourselves some depth. But I think Colton Ellis, to me, is 9 out of 10 surprising and 9 out of 10 intriguing. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. That's very intriguing to me.
So the reality for Colton is that just turned 25 a couple of days ago, he shares a birthday with Mario Lemieux and Patrick Roy. Like October 5th, outside of, you know, Gretzky on January 26th. Like, it's one of the most famous birthdays in NHL history. The fact that you had superstars, like, highest-level superstars in Waugh and Lemieux born
The original story was they were born in the same hospital.
Correct. Not
but
true,
But it's not
though.
True, yes. Because Mario Lemieux is from Laval and Patrick Roy is from Sainte-Foy, which is Quebec City. Mm-hmm. So they were about 3 hours apart. But the urban legend was they were born in the same hospital. They were playing hockey in the newborn wing, but no, it's not true.
So he's 25, and he's technically blocked from getting up to the NHL by Binnington and Hofer, both of whom have this year and next on their contracts. So when you look at it realistically, you're thinking, Ellis isn't going to get a shot in the NHL until he's 27, at minimum, based on the structure of the Blues right now. So all this comes back to what you're saying, intrigue. I think there's great intrigue. Do you know who was the Springfield team MVP last year?
It was Colton Ellis.
Yeah, and do you know who the Amherst team MVP was?
Devon Levi.
Yes. Is that not super interesting to you?
I mean, the Sabres, when I was part of the organization, built the crease from strength, even knowing they had Dominic Hasek. Mm-hmm. I was drafted in the first round. Then a couple of years later, Mika Noronen gets drafted in the first round. And then they draft Ryan Miller, which it was more of a later draft pick, but they knew that he was a standout.
The resume he was building was ridiculous.
From juniors to Michigan State and everything. So, and you know what? Like, some guys stand out and they plow right through. Plowmaster 43, right through the mess that's in front of him to assert himself. But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you need that opportunity somewhere else. Look at, like, Jordan Binnington. We talk about St. Louis, somebody coming in late. He was not even playing in the St. Louis Farm teams. He was loaned to Providence, a different organization, and then St. Louis is like, we need somebody.
And they were dead last and made a run to the Cup.
And made a run to the Cup, absolutely. And Jordan Binnington was that guy in St. Louis. And Joel Hofer, to me, is a guy that was very interesting. Like, I know teams have called St. Louis on him, and St. Louis didn't want to part ways. So now you wait, and Colton Ellis has to be put on waivers, and there's an opportunity for a team like Sabres that are trying to build their crease with quality and with I don't want to say 20-year-old youth, but 25-year-old is a good age to say, bring him in and see what he's got.
When this happened, did you immediately think Ellis could be on the opening night roster and or dressed for this Thursday's game against the Rangers?
Yes, because the issue here is when you pick somebody on waivers, that player
has
to be on the roster for 30 days.
Yeah, I understand
so
that.
So I knew he was going to be on the roster.
Okay, but dressed. And we don't know this yet because obviously there's dominoes to fall.
There's dominoes to fall. I mean, we'll find out more later today, tomorrow about Georgiev. And I think we've both been kind of in agreement that we anticipate Lyon to start on Thursday night. So, you know, but who knows? We'll see what's happening with Luukkonen. There's injury news that we will get updates today and tomorrow. They don't play until Thursday. Yes, there's games tonight. You know, Chicago and Florida, 5 p.m. You want to watch it? Go. Boston Rangers, Colorado, L.A. tonight?
Yes.
Yes. There's games today, but the Sabres have two more days, so there's going to be injury updates, and maybe some guys are going to be in the lineup.
What do you make of the injury situation and the injured reserve players and what we saw at practice today?
Well, I think there's some guys that we knew weren't going to be a part of the opening day roster, and Jordan Greenway was one of them. You know, it was interesting that Mattias Samuelsson was not listed on IR, but then he's out here today practicing full go. So one guy that we thought, I don't think Samuelsson will be available for game one, it looks like he's the one that probably ahead of everybody else, right? Mm-hmm. So that's good to see. Now, Owen Power was wearing a non-contact jersey. He was one that was kind of moved to the side as to let's see what happens. But he was also working with the second power play unit as, you know, the power play quarterback. So there is obviously some more clarity that will happen. But I think that the ones that we knew weren't going to be available were on IR. And then we just kind of see if they're ready for week two and how guys like Kosak and Ryan Johnson and those guys that made it on opening the opening night roster, what happens with them if they get an opportunity, or, you know, if they're just kind of waiting for something else to drop.
So what about the lines as they're configured?
Okay. Well, that's the other thing. So we saw all camp, and that was a big part of talking before the camp started, Benson Norris Thompson.
Yeah.
And obviously, Zach Benson, you know, dinged up a little bit, didn't, you know, play all of them. Krebs ended up playing up there. I thought Krebs did a good job, but that's Benson's spot. Benson showed enough for me in the preseason and with that line in practice to be there. So Benson, Norris Thompson. Now, the next line, let's call it the veteran line, which we saw a lot of Zucker, McLeod, and Tuck. But the last game, they moved things around. Where, you know, the last game in Pittsburgh, where all of a sudden you didn't have Zucker, McLeod, and Tuck. You had your Kulik in there. And McLeod was dropped with Quinn and Doan. And I thought, maybe they're just trying something out last preseason game, last few days of training camp. But as they were on the ice today, that's the way it was. So I think Zucker and Kulik have had a special relationship, a special chemistry between the two of them, on and off the ice. So they're banking on saying, we'll put Zucker and Tuck with Kulik and have that second line provide a lot of offense. And then McLeod's responsibility, being that he's a really good two-way player, let's get him with Doan and Quinn. I would have liked to have seen the young kids line, right? The Kulik and Doan and Quinn together. I thought that was good, but it's the NHL, and you may need to just kind of, you know, water it down a little bit and balance it out. So I think this is what you're seeing right now, is a balanced group of nine, the top nine, because of that little switch between Kulik and McLeod on the middle two lines.
As far as players, and we asked this on social today, Sabres Live, players that aren't on the roster right now, mm-hmm. who do you think?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I think is going to have the biggest impact potentially on this team as the year goes forward.
Players that are not on the roster. I mean, the name that I felt had a really good camp, and I was a little surprised that he didn't get more of a look in preseason, was Konstantelainen. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind
of... Well, he got a lot of games, though.
He did play, like, the first four, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but I wanted to see him, like, continue maybe all the way till the end. But I get it. Rochester was starting their camps, and they have to get ready for Friday night because that's their home opener. And so there's a lot going on there. But Konstantelainen is going to be an intriguing part because I thought he brought in some really good offense and a really good skill set and can fit in the top six or top nine if you need him to. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. Oh, the other one I missed and I forgot is Kesselring, Michael Kesselring.
Yeah, of course.
He is on injured reserve right now. And, you know, that was kind of one that came out of left field because, you know, they have a game here on Wednesday, preseason game, and he plays the first two periods and doesn't come out for the third. And mm-hmm. all of a sudden you're like, man, like, everybody's falling now because we had Byram hurt, we had Power hurt, we had Samuelson hurt, and we had Kesselring hurt. Like, that's a lot. But Kesselring obviously starting on IR. He's probably out of Samuelson, Power, and Kesselring. He's the last one to be able to, you know, to make his return at some point.
How concerning is it for you, though, like the injuries on the blue line when we spent almost the entirety of the summer talking about it?
And in goal, because you combine them together.
Yeah.
You know, you want the team to give up less goals. You want the team to go in and against the Rangers on Thursday night, say, you're tied 1-1 or you're up 2-1 after 40 minutes, and defensively you're not given much to, you know, Panarin and Zibanejad and Miller and whatever. You're locking them in. And to lock it in, yes, you need everybody on the ice. Yes, you need your forwards to back check and to be good defensively. But it comes down to your group of six defensemen and your goaltender to maybe make a play when there's mistakes or things that break downs in front of you. Mm-hmm. So if you go in and you don't have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, which we were hoping for, really good bounce back here from him, and you don't have Owen Power, and maybe you don't have, well, you don't have Kesselring, and Samuelson was week to week, maybe he's there ready to play, but maybe it's a maybe you got to play him because you're so thin back there that you got to play him. Mm-hmm. So I that's a big question mark. That is a huge, huge question mark for the Sabres to have that test of New York and Boston Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, we'll can get into the Rangers in the coming days here. They've had their own injury issues to deal with in, mm-hmm. in their camp. Obviously, now you're just looking at, you know, what comes from today's skate, what words come from the coach and perhaps the rest of the organization after the acquisition of Colton Ellis off waivers yesterday, and what it looks like moving forward with Georgiev. And, you know, my question, though, remember when I was just, like, acknowledging what both goalies did last year in the AHL and Ellis and Levi.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think people, yourself included, think of the whole goaltending picture now? Like, what does Levi think of this?
Well, I don't want to say it too in a negative way, but it doesn't matter what Devin Levi's thinking of this. I think the plan is, Devin, for your best interests, you're going to start the season in Rochester. A month in, who knows where that plan's going, mm-hmm. right? But right now, I think that there's enough of, Colton Ellis comes in. I don't think Colton Ellis comes in to say, hey, you're going to play five of the first six. I think that it's Lyon, you're going to run with it for a little bit here, and we'll see what happens with Georgiev, and then hopefully Luukkonen is healthy and ready to join and maybe play in week two and three.
Mm-hmm.
But that allows Levi to play in Rochester. That allows him to continue his progression, his development. And I don't think it's saying, oh, Colton Ellis is ahead of Devin Levi. Colton Ellis has to be in Buffalo for 30 days because he was picked on waivers. If the Sabres decided next week, we need a roster spot, we have to put Colton Ellis back on waivers.
Mm-hmm. St. Louis,
is going to claim him
yeah.
and send him straight to the AHL because they will have that option. That's how it works. So it's not that Devin Levi has fallen behind Colton Ellis. It's that, well, you may have had a little something with Georgiev, needed to find a little depth in goaltending mm-hmm. without affecting Levi's development and start the season in Rochester. And, okay, well, this guy was available. Look at what Anaheim did with James Reimer last year.
Mm-hmm.
Anaheim needed a gap filler for a little bit. They picked him off waivers from the Sabres.
But
and a month later,
goalies at majorly different ages, ends of the age spectrum. In the NHL, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it filled a need. And I'm at a need,
does,
and it filled a need.
But this doesn't feel like it's filling a need to me. This feels like we really like this Ellis guy, and if the group does get healthy with Luukkonen, like, can there be an existence of Ellis and Levi trying to split the time evenly in Rochester?
I'll tell you a
little
bit.
Or you don't think Ellis would get there because you think he would get taken back?
I think he would get taken back unless it's a month down the road and then you put him on waivers and, you know, then yeah. St. Louis would have to pick him up and keep him up because it's after the 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a little bedtime stories, okay? So I get drafted in the first round by the Buffalo Sabres in 95. 95, 96, I get to play some games.
Why do I feel like I know the ending of this story already?
I don't think you know the ending, or maybe you do. So 95, 96, you know, I play some games in Buffalo. I go back to juniors, finish the season. Now we're 96, 97, mm-hmm. my third junior year. I get traded to the Hall Olympics, which is Gatineau, now in the Quebec League.
The Bob Guertin
Arena. Robert Guertin Arena, the Bob. So I get traded there at Christmas. In the second half of the season, we play the Val d'Or for our with mm-hmm. Roberto Luongo.
Oh, yes.
We have one heck of a tilt. I think it was a 2-2 tie, overtime. I remember Peter Worrell and Jean-Luc Grandpierre went toe-to-toe.
Wow.
Big heavyweight fight. And so
was
after
Jean-Luc thought of as a heavyweight?
He was big.
I know he was big.
So he was a player.
Yeah.
And he could skate like the
yeah.
wind. But
yeah.
like Peter Worrell was a – like George Laroque was still a big
right.
guy. Then
yeah.
you had other guys like Patrick Côté and Sylvain Blouin. And those guys, they were heavyweight. But anyway – after the game, Mitch Korn, who is the Sabres goalie coach at the time, comes down to the Gatineau Hall locker room to come see me. He goes, Marty, great game. I'm like, Mitch, I didn't know you were here. Should have told me. could have gone to dinner last night or lunch today or whatever. He goes, I didn't want to tell you because technically I wasn't here to watch you. We're scouting Roberto Luongo. They had already drafted me in the first round, already drafted Mika Norinen, and now they were looking of drafting Luongo? Like, but I'll tell you this. I didn't need two or three or four or five or ten kicks in the rear end. When he told me that, I was fired up. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you here watching them?
Yeah.
Next year I'm in Rochester, and I'm your guy, and I'm going to be in Buffalo. So,
did they eventually scout DiPietro too?
No, they did not scout Rick DiPietro. I think they were all set by that point. and Roberto Luongo went way too high, so the Sabres weren't going to pick him anyway.
Hall of Famer, though.
Hall of Famer. He was pretty good. But anyway, like that maybe is – Devon Levi can take this – Colton Ellis pick up on waivers, whichever we want. Mm-hmm. I would make sure, that I'm having a conversation with Devin. Hey, listen, it doesn't have to be a sit-down. Like, it's Michael Leone's kid, you know, around the rink, going over to Devin or Seamus Coddick, their goalie coach over there, and say, look, Sabres picked up Colton Ellis. You know him, played at Springfield last year. You know he's good. But it's probably because of this. Maybe there's a little something to Georgiev. You're our priority. You're our path. You're our guy that we're focusing on. And the reason is because you're here and you're playing, and that's the way it goes.
It's really a stunning turn of events, this whole crease situation, right? Like, almost unimaginable a month ago.
Well, almost unimaginable, but also... Like, you have to remember, there's Tapias Leinonen, there's Scott Ratzlaff, you know, there's a couple of guys that need to continue development, and there's the East Coast League that's a really good developmental league for goaltenders.
Yeah, I mean,
Colton Ellis played in the East Coast League.
Well, this is another thing about Ellis, which you don't want to spend too much time on right now, because you want to kind of let the waters calm, and then everybody has a clearer view of how this is going to play out. But agreed, like, he's 25 years old. He absolutely put in his time in the ECHL to then amass 60 really good AHL games the last 2 years in Springfield with a above .920 save percentage. So it's I like the path that this former third-round pick has taken.
Orlando, right?
Well, he was in Solar a few. Bears? Like, he was Tulsa briefly.
Oh, yeah, that's
he
right.
He was the what's the one in Carolina? The Rail Riders? So, yeah, like, I mean, he...
Wheeling Nailers?
It was not the Wheeling Nailers. But
every time, like, I think Paul Bissonnette played for the Wheeling Nailers, so that's why I always remember that one. But he was...
Worcester.
Worcester. Really. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Because Worcester used to be St. Louis's farm team, and then they became ECHL team. But,
yeah. Worcester, Springfield, Tulsa, Orlando, Springfield are...
He's well-traveled, and he's learned a lot, but... Yeah, you're right. Like, we can't go all off Colton Ellis. Like, there's a lot more going on with the Sabres, mainly the back end. Like, you go into Thursday night's game right now with Dallin and Byram, which were your top pair, but none of your second pair, really. So your third pair, Samuelson and Timmins, are elevated. Your seventh and eighth defensemen in Ryan Johnson and Jacob Bryson are in the third pair. So that's... You know, and the goaltending. So, yeah, that's definitely a concern and a big a challenge for the coaching staff to say, okay, how do we approach Thursday knowing that we have those holes?
So we're looking forward to Thursday. We're looking forward to three in the NHL tonight. Of course, 5 o'clock is the first game up. Maybe we'll analyze later in the show all of the 5 p.m. season opening games in NHL history that featured a banner raising. It won't take much time.
How many was there?
And then, obviously, we're wanting your input at Sabres Live on X. Yeah, the initial roster was set by the Sabres yesterday. There's only so much room, even with all those on injured reserve. That means there's a ton of players in Rochester that still want to come up and make an impact. Who do you think those players are going to be? Hit us up with responses at Sabres Live on X.
So I would have been off the board. I would have been others because I said Elenius.
Oh, yeah?
Because it is Roseanne, Auslan, Levi, and or other.
Very good.
So I would have been one of the 11.4% that picked and had to put a comment in the replies.
Live scoring right here.
Live scoring.
It's pretty good. We're not ready to concede anything, though. All precincts still have plenty of time to vote.
See, Robert knows what's up. When called up, Elenius will make an impact. Elenius.
And you know what also comes with the opening of the season? Lots of giveaways. So stay tuned for that as well. Right here on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.